I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. When you walk into the David Owsley Museum of Art, Norman Bloom's 1961 painting, Oz, is the first pop of color that catches your eye. The painting hangs above the main staircase in the museum's interior court and is full of energy. The expressive brushwork pulls you in closer and closer. The gargantuan black mass created by an equally gigantic gesture seems to take on a personality of its own. The small streaks of yellow and pink are spontaneous, but deliberate at the same time. When viewing Oz up close, the sprays of color overlap to create misty clouds of oily pigment. It is as if Bloom used a fire hose to shower the paint on the canvas. Over the course of his 50-year career, Bloom transformed his style. He began as a representational painter making simple still lifes. Then Bloom worked with small-scale abstract painting. By the end of his career, he was working with large canvases and abstract expressionist forms. His purpose for painting was to express his spiritual side in an extremely passionate way and on a colossal scale. I'd like to thank Ball State student Hannah Camp for their text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.